Hello and happy new year. It's 2022. Who would have thought I made it this far? Coming to you from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America, this is your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report, live with me, Robert Hensley, the Truth Be Told Minuteman. And today we're going to talk about a look back, if you will. We're going to talk about the New Fork Archive, right? So 2021, and if you haven't done this, if you go to the to newfork.org, right, the National UFO Reporting Center, they've got a public archive, so you can go in and you can read all of the reports that they get throughout the year. I'm not sure who does it, but somebody painstakingly catalogs all of these reports and puts them up on the website. Some of them are very detailed. Some of them are really scanty on the on the details. But in any event, even though it is the National UFO Reporting Center, there are some international reports on there as well, so you get reports from all over the world. But looking at 2021, right, last year, which was, again, a strange year for everybody, but looking through, you know, they were averaging 250, 300 reports per month, right? They rounded out, and this is only as of December 19th, right, because they hadn't completely uploaded or filled out the archive when I was doing my research. But as of December 19th, 2021, there had been 2,978 reports of UFO, or as the government likes to call them, UAP sightings. Okay. And 1 month, stood out, right? The month of June 2021, there were 462 reports, so almost double the number of reports for, dear God, I can't talk today, nearly double the number of reports of any other month, right? So what I did was I got a little suspicious. You know me, I like to go down the rabbit hole. So I took a look, and I was looking at each day, they average in June, there was an average of 15 reports per day, right? Except for one day, right? If we look at June 22nd, 2021, right? There were 36 reports that came in that day, right? Again, more than double the number of reports for any other day that month. And if you think back to the Minuteman reports in 2021, I did a report about June 21st having all of these, the triangle-shaped UFO sightings on the eastern seaboard that all happened at the same time, same day, different areas along the seaboard. So anyway, so the following day, apparently, poof, just tons and tons of activity. So I started to wonder, did something happen on the 22nd of June that would warrant that kind of attention from our neighbors in the universe, right? And so this is what I found out, right? First and foremost, June 22nd is National Kissing Day, just in case you needed to know that. But on the world stage, right, world news, there was a brutal knife attack in a German town. The violence in Myanmar continued. The Taliban had started overtaking parts of Afghanistan. And there was Pride Parade violence in Istanbul. I don't know that any of that warrants, you know, double the number of UFO sightings. So I thought maybe, just maybe, there was something historically important about the day. So now this is not an exhaustive list by any means, and you can Google to your heart's content to find stuff that happened on June 22nd, but these were the ones that stood out to me. Was that on July, sorry, June 22nd, 1632, Galileo was forced by the Pope to recant his views on the Earth orbiting the sun. Okay, that kind of makes sense. It's space related. In 1910, the first Zeppelin loaded with passengers took to the sky. In 1939, Queen Elizabeth met Prince Philip for the first time in Greece. 1941, the Nazi Germany invaded Russia. In 1955, Antonio Segni formed the government of Italy. And then in 1992, the skeletal remains of Tsar Nicholas II and his wife Tsarina Alexandra were discovered. And those were some of the noteworthy things that were not sports related that happened on June 22nd. But none of them really kind of speak to, you know, any reason why we would have more UFO sightings on that day than any other, right? It's the day after the summer solstice. We've already missed the longest day of the year. So why follow it up with, you know, mass visitations? Just something that I had been thinking about. But again, if you get a chance, if you're interested in knowing what people are seeing in the skies above you and what's happening in the world, visit newfork.org, right? Visit the National UFO Reporting Center. Have a look at their archive. You can go back for years, and they've got it broken down month by month. I believe you can even kind of search by UFO type. So if you want just to see those sightings that are, you know, cigar-shaped or triangle-shaped or just circles in the skies or lights in the skies, or if you want to see where there are reports of formations, all that information is there. It's all there. It's really cool. And again, have a look, but that is the overview from my point of view for 2021, right? So we know that there were 2,978 total sightings through December 19th of 2021. We know that June was the month that had the most sightings, with 462 sightings reported that month, and that June 22nd, 2021 had the most reported sightings of any day that month. Yeah. So that's it. That is your weekly Minuteman report. This is your Truth Be Told Minuteman, Robert Hensley, signing off. If you like this content, please like, follow, share on YouTube. If you're not already subscribing, please subscribe. Again, share us with your friends. And if you hate what we're doing, share us with your enemies. and remember, there are three times every week, and that's going to continue into the new year. Three times every week for new content. Me on Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific with the Minuteman Report. Bonnie Burkert on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. with Truth Be Told Transformation. So that's all of the kind of metaphysical and mystical stuff. And you've got Tony Sweet on Fridays with the original Truth Be Told at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And we love that you're coming back into the new year with us. So 2022 is hopefully going to be something special. At least that's our goal. That's our hope. And we wish that for every one of you, that your year is amazing as well. So be sure to tune in this week. I know I'm not sure what Bonnie's got on the tap, but I know that Tony is going to be talking to Rizwan Virk, who is an MIT lecturer who wrote the book The Simulated Matrix, or The Simulated Multiverse. Anyway, he talks about the multiverse and the Matrix and all kinds of cool stuff. Very, very interesting topic. So be sure to tune in for that on Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific. And yeah, have a good one out there. Stay safe, and we will see you on the flip side.